I can't believe this is real. It's incredible. Oh, baby, I'm so excited we're doing this, and I'm so very glad that we met, and I'm so swept up in this affair we're having. Who could have imagined that two people could meet on a taboo dark web porn site and fall completely in love? I mean, I suppose stranger things have happened, but not many. It's turning our lives completely upside down in the best way, though. I'm so excited to plan our new life together. Seriously, it's all I can think about. We are going to completely change our lives, in particular, our sex lives. Our sex lives are going to change completely. I mean, I love sex with underage girls as a concept, which is how we met, but it's even hotter in reality. And as a mom to two young girls, I've always kept a boundary between the fucked up pedo porn I consume as an adult and my own daughters. But now that I've met you, I want to make it real. I do. I really do. I want us to follow your excellent suggestion. I want us to move in to a secluded cabin where we can make all our twisted pedophile fantasies real. I've just found the place for us on Zillow. It's in the mountains, and the nearest town is 45 minutes away. We can live exactly how we want. Naturally, I'll make sure the girls get homeschooled, but I'm so excited and just turned on too. Yes, it's going to take a lot of preparation and organizing, but we should be able to close on the property in like 6 weeks. And that means we can move in to our lifestyle pedophile incest brothel oasis in just 2 short months. Of course, that means I better start getting the girls trained up, because they need to understand what their new lives pedo serving are going to be. Like, little Bridget is only 5. She's not even at school yet. So she'll be relatively easy to prep and manipulate. And she worships her mom. But Tracy, she's 7, and she's been in school for like 1.5 years. So she's going to need more direct instruction before the move. Nothing I can't handle, though. So don't worry. I'll get her exactly where we need her to be. It'll just take a little time, but they'll both be ready for your hard pedophile cock on moving day. It will be a stretch. That's okay, though. I remember when my dad first started fooling around with me regularly, it took a while for me to get into the swing of things. Like, he used to come into my room at night, late at night, after my mom and my brothers and sisters were all asleep. And he wouldn't say a word. Not at first. At first, he would just watch me from the doorway, just stare at me, and for the longest time, I couldn't tell why he was staring. I couldn't tell if he even knew I was awake. But then he would come into my room and sat on my bed. And then he slowly began to stroke my little 7-year-old legs, at first over the blankets. And then he would put his big adult man hands under my Aladdin comforter. And he would stroke my legs in a very sensuous way for hours. I didn't know what being turned on was at that age, but looking back, I was so turned on. And I enjoyed being touched like that by my father. I loved getting all that attention from my dad. I just loved it. And he and I were so close. He was my favorite, and I was his favorite. And now we had this amazing sensual secret between us. After a few of these secret loving daddy-daughter visits, He started whispering to me as he stroked my little body with those big masculine hands. He started telling me that love between daddies and daughters was special and beautiful, but other people didn't always understand it. So we had to keep it between us. And as he talked, he would slowly, carefully strip off my Beauty and the Beast nightie, and he would grab my little 7-year-old tits. Well, I guess in reality, he just grabbed and pawed at my chest. He would rub where my tits would eventually be. And I loved it. I would gaze up at him as he rubbed my naked chest, every now and then gasping gently as he pinched my pink little nipples. It hurt, but it hurt in such a good way, which is how it's going to be when you fuck my preteen daughters, by the way. My little girls are going to be so happy with your pedophile ways. My dad taught me that it's actually okay to have sex with children and that they like it. I mean, I know I loved it. The very first time he put his pedo finger in his mouth to wet it and then slowly, oh so slowly, inserted it into my pink little hairless slit. Oh God, I couldn't believe how good it felt. And for several months, that's what would happen. My dad would come into my room at night and just finger fuck me thoroughly. And then he started kissing me with his big man mouth, just so much bigger than my little girl mouth. And I could feel his stubble rubbing my own soft face. Oh, he kissed me so passionately. He kissed me like he loved me. And I loved my dad so much. Finally, one night, he came in, and this is after a year of the kissing and finger fucking. And he unzipped his fly and showed me his large, erect pedo cock. And I gasped, of course, but both because I had never seen a cock before, but also because I instantly knew where it was going. It was going to be put into my little 7-year-old cunt. I'll never forget how it felt when he got under the comforter with me, carefully spreading my little legs and gently, lovingly pressed his erect penis into my slit. Then he entered me, and my world changed forever. There was blood on the sheets that night. My virginal blood spilled on the cartoon faces of Aladdin and Jasmine and Genie and Jafar, but I didn't care. The blood that spilled from the tearing of my hymen was a baptism into my new life. I knew what my purpose was. My purpose was to serve as a sexual fuck toy for grown pedophile men. I knew that men couldn't control their pedo urges and needed to be served by beautiful little girls like me. I would serve them as long as I was a little girl, and then, when I was a parent myself, I would breed and train my daughters to be the same way. I'll say it again. I love my dad so much. Anyway, I'll be in touch soon, okay? And I'll let you know how the little girl training sessions turn out. Okay, Bridget, come over here and sit down. You too, Tracy. Okay, it's time for Mommy to tell you all about a big change in our lives. Things are going to be changing for us in a really, really big and exciting way. Now, who wants an Icy Pop? I know you want one, Bridget. Orange Icy Pops are your favorite. How about you, Tracy? No? Okay. Well, let me know if you change your mind. Now, here's the exciting news. In 4 weeks' time, we are going to be moving into a brand new home. It's up in the mountains and it's going to be so much fun. Now, Tracy, that means that at least for the first year or two, you'll be doing school at home. And I promise it's going to be fine. I really think we're going to have so much fun together. So there's more news I want to share. Someone is going to be moving in with us. That's right. A man is going to be living with us in our cabin in the mountains. What's that? What's his name? Well, to start, you girls can just call him Daddy. And Daddy is awesome. He's big and he's handsome and he's so full of energy, so much energy. So here's the thing. I haven't told you girls much about men and what they are like. And seeing how we're all going to be living with a big, handsome man, I thought, well, today's the day. It's time for you to learn about men. Now, Tracy, come here. Stand up and walk over to Mommy. Good girl. And Bridget, you sit on the stool and watch for now. Just eat your icy pop, okay? Now, Tracy, the thing you need to learn about men is they really like touching little girls and makes them excited and happy. And if they touch you little girls the right way, it can make you excited and happy too. So why don't you take off your pajama top for me, Tracy? That's right. Good girl. Now just stand there in front of me. Now, you see those little nipples on your chest? Yeah? Daddy is going to want to touch those for sure. Eventually, your chest is going to sprout little breasts like Mommy's, but that's a few years away. Anyway, Tracy, I want you to rub your nipples with your hands. Just rub them. Try rubbing them in circles like this. Good girl. Yes. Can you just let Mommy just pinch your little left nipple between her big Mommy fingers? Thank you. That's so good. Now, another thing Daddy is going to want to do is lick your nipples. I know, so crazy, right? But he will expect to be able to lick your nipples at any time. So, Tracy, you need to obey him when he asks for that. Can you do that? Can you obey Daddy? Good girl. Now, Bridget, I want you to finish up your icy pop and come over to Mommy and Tracy. There's a good girl. Can you take off your Peppa the Pig pajama top and rub your little 5-year-old nipples for Mommy too? You can. Oh, I'm so proud of you. You are both Mommy's good little daughters. Now, Tracy, I want you to go over to your sister and gently lick her nipples. Isn't that fun? I think it's super fun. Now, are you girls ready for some more daddy training? Good. So, what do you know about kissing? You've seen it in the Disney movies. Yes, yes you have. Well, kissing is really fun and it feels really good. And Daddy is going to want to kiss you both. I'm pretty sure. For that matter, so will Mommy. But you should know in real life, kissing can be different from the movies. Bridget, come over by Mommy's face. That's right. I know our faces are so close, aren't they? Just let me breathe on you a little bit. This is the really fun part of kissing. Come close. Okay, that's good. Now I want you to open your mouth when I kiss you, okay? Exactly, not like the Disney movies. Just open your mouth and let mommy kiss you with her tongue, and don't be afraid. Ready? Here comes the big mommy tongue kiss. That feels nice, doesn't it? Wet and slippery and nice. Do you like it, Bridget? Did you like mommy's tongue in your little 5-year-old mouth? Did you like me licking your little baby teeth? Oh, yes, I liked it as well. Now, open your mouth wide for mommy. I want to show you something that daddy's definitely going to do. That's right. Now, mommy's going to spit in your mouth, so open wide. You like that? Good. Swallow for mommy. Swallow mommy's spit. That's right. Such a good little slut. And listen, slut means a nice girl who pleases men. Tracy, are you a nice girl? Well, come over here and spit into your sister's mouth. No, not like that. That's weak sauce. You're gonna have to do better than that. Work up some good spit and drool in your mouth. Now lean over, right over your little sister's face. Now just let that spit just drop into Bridget's wide open mouth. At some point, I'll have to teach you girls about snowballing, but that's for when you level up. Bridget, do not swallow that spit. Keep it in your mouth. Tracy, I want you to open your mouth and kiss your sister like we've been practicing. Yes. Oh, that's so good. So slippery and nice. Good girls. All right. You can stop kissing now. Now, you have done so well, girls. Very well. I mean, there's still so much to learn. If you want to become nice sluts, I mean, so much to learn. But this has been a good start, hasn't it? And we can pick up on these lessons with Daddy after we move in to our new slut cabin. Okay, it's moving day, and we are here in our new home. Gosh, there's still a lot of things to situate and put away, but at least we've got the main things situated and unpacked. And I'm sure we'll be settling in for weeks. So many things to do. But I think Daddy needs a break. He's been carrying all those heavy things in from the truck with his big, strong arms. I bet he's so tired and needs to have some fun. Isn't that right, Daddy? Daddy, you just drink this nice tall glass of lemonade I made for you. Why don't you relax those tired muscles? That's right. Tracy, I want you to come with me into the bedroom. We're gonna get you ready for Daddy, like we talked about. Come on, let's go. Okay, Tracy, I want you to take off your clothes and do it quickly. I can tell Daddy's been working hard and he's gonna need you girls to look after him after he works hard, okay? Yes, take off your panties as well. Your little girl panties, just leave them there on the floor. Now I'm gonna take off my clothes too. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's okay. Mommy loves you. Now, do you see how mommy's body is different than yours? It is, isn't it? I have breasts, big, beautiful breasts. And now I'm going to lay on the bed and spread my legs for you. I want to teach you all about your pussy. You see that, Tracy? That's my pussy. It looks funny, doesn't it? Now come closer to mommy and I'll show you more. So you have a pussy too. And daddy has another word for it. He calls it your cunt. Now, this is crazy, I know, but daddy has a special piece of his body. It's called a cock. Yeah, it's a funny word, isn't it? You're learning so much today. Anyway, daddy's cock is like, it's like a big, thick stick that comes out of his body. It is. And when he gets excited, it gets big and hard, super hard. And then, this is the craziest part of all, he's going to put it into your little girl cunt. I know, crazy. Yes, he's going to be doing that to you this afternoon. He's going to rape your little girl cunt with his big, thick pedo cock. Doesn't that sound like fun? Well, it's going to be, I swear it's going to be so much fun. Now, I want you to take your little girl mouth and start kissing mommy's pussy. I want you to kiss it like you've been practicing kissing your sister. That's right, baby. That's right. Oh, yes. Now lick it with your tongue. Do it. Lick mommy's cunt. Yes. Oh, that's a good little rape slut. Oh, mommy likes it when you lick her cunt. Keep going. Yes, it gets super wet down there, doesn't it? Mommy's pussy gets very wet. Oh, that's good because it helps things go inside a little bit better. Oh, and that's what you're going to see now. Bridget. Bridget, come in here and help your mommy. Hi, baby girl. Don't be alarmed. Your big sister is making mommy feel good. Oh, yes. She's licking mommy's special place. She's licking mommy's... Oh, God, yeah. Licking mommy's cunt. And now I want you to do some licking as well. No, not my cunt. Tracy is doing pretty good job on that. But on my asshole, you see, when I lift up a little, you see that hole there? Yeah, you've got one too. Yes, everyone does. That's my asshole. Yes, Bridget, that's where the poop comes out, but it's also where things can go in. Oh, now move over just a little bit, Tracy. Let your little sister have, some crotch access. Oh, good. Now, Bridget, you can keep your clothes on for now, but I want you to start licking mommy's asshole. Yes, with your tongue. Oh, I want you to lick my asshole like it's one of those icy pops you love so much. Oh, that's right. That's right, little girl. Start licking. Good. Now you're both licking mommy's holes. Oh, this is how it's going to be going forward, my little slut. You're going to devote your young lives to giving mommy and daddy sexual pleasure. Yes, that's just how it's going to be. And daddy is going to use you both. Oh, starting so very soon. Yes, he's going to kiss you and lick you, and then he's going to fuck you like the child slut whores you are. And then he's gonna put babies in you. Oh, yes, he is. And then we can just repeat this whole cycle, can't we? Yes. Now, yeah, Bridget, I want you to stop licking mommy's anus just for a minute and start licking your own little girl fist. That's right. oh, just lick your little fists all over like an icy pop. You need to get it good and wet. Because now I want you to take that fist, and I know this is going to sound crazy. Oh, and I want you to push it right up mommy's asshole. It's okay. It's okay. Keep pushing. Oh, yes. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, sweetheart. Oh, yeah. Keep pushing. Push, bitch. Just push. Oh, there it goes. Oh, look at that. Oh, your little fist is right up mommy's ass. Oh, God, that feels so good. Yes, yes. Oh, now move it in and out. Oh, that's right. I want you to, I want you to fist mommy's asshole while your sister is licking my split. What kind? Oh, can you do that? Can you do that for mommy? Good. Oh, yes, keep pushing. Oh, yes, it's fine. You have the arm of a 5-year-old, and I can fucking take it. Push it harder. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now you're up to your elbow, aren't you? Oh, my God, your entire arm is in my ass. Oh, God. Look at Tracy's face. She can't fucking believe what she's seeing, can she? Oh, God, yes. Get used to it, Tracy. Soon your sister will shove that 5-year-old fist in your holes, too. Oh, yes. Now, Bridget, I want you to slowly remove your arm. Nice and slowly. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, God, yes. Yes, oh gosh. Yeah, now put that slick arm right in front of my face. Just right there, yes. And I'm gonna lick it. That's a good slut, yes. Okay, now it's time to get this incest party really started. Daddy, get your ass in here. It's time to fuck my daughters. Oh, that's right, Daddy. I've got them all warmed up for you. Take off your clothes, lover. Let's get you all up in this. Tracy, I want you to lie your naked body down on top of mommy's body. That's right. Bridget, I want you to sit in the corner and just touch your little cunt for me, okay? This is a learning experience for you. Now, Tracy, I want you to turn over on mommy so your back is resting on my torso and your legs are spread out right on top of me. Can you do that, little girl? Good slut. Good. Now, Daddy, I want you to start stroking that big, thick cock of yours for me. That's right. It doesn't take much to get you super hard, does it? Come over here to the bed. I want you to situate yourself right between our legs. That's it. Shh, Tracy. Hush. Stay still. Daddy, I want you to fuck me first. Trust me. I'm drenched. Your cock is going to slip right in. Oh, God, yes. God, now fuck me slowly. Good. Oh, God, I want you to use my cum as lube so you can fuck my daughter. Can you do that, lover? Oh, yes. Oh, God, when I say Aladdin, I want you to remove your cock from my cunt. Oh, and shove it hard into Tracy's 7-year-old slit. You ready? Tracy, shh, this is fine. It's fine. Aladdin. Oh, that's it, lover. Fuck that little bitch with your stiff pedo cock. Oh, yeah, take her. Rape her. Tracy, shut the fuck up. This is your life now. Yes, daddy, start pumping hard for me. Oh, God, I like the feeling of you fucking my daughter while she lies on top of me. Oh, that's it. That's it. Keep fucking her. Yes, keep fucking her with that pedo cock, daddy. Oh, God. Now fuck me. God, yes. No, fuck her. Fuck my daughter. Yes, fuck that little kitty cunt. Yes, no, fuck me. Oh, yes. God. Yes, you're putting my daughter's cunt juices inside of my cunt. Yes. Oh, no, fuck her. fuck my daughter. Fuck her hard, daddy. Fuck her hard. Yes. Oh, God, yeah. Now fuck me again. Oh, yes, daddy, fuck me. Yes. Oh, God, daddy, now fuck her. Yes, fuck her little 7-year-old cunt. Yes. Oh, God. We're almost done with the first day in our brothel incest pedophile compound. Yes. Daddy, take her little body off me and shut up her crying face by shoving it in my cunt. Can you do that? Oh, yes, that's it. Shove her face in. Oh, and Tracy, you better fucking lick me good. I need to be fucking satisfied. Yes, lick mommy's cunt. There you go, baby girl. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God, lick mommy's pedo cunt. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, mommy's gonna come all over your 7-year-old face. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Such a good girl. Oh, now, daddy, I want you to finish in my 7-year-old daughter. Can you do that? She's all bent over for you. Yes. Oh, yes. Dump a load right into her little virgin 7-year-old cunt, daddy. Yes. God. Oh, yes. Oh, God. You look so fucking sexy fucking my daughter. Oh, yes. God, take her, daddy. Take her. Give her her first load. Oh, baby girl, you're doing so good. You're doing so good for daddy. Now he's going to come inside of your little cunt, and it's going to feel so good. He's just going to explode, and you're going to feel some hot, sticky cum inside of your little kitty cunt. Yeah. Oh, God, daddy's coming. Yes, daddy's coming. Yes, daddy, come in her little cunt. Oh, yes. Daddy, God, yes. Oh, look at that. Look at that. God, that was so hot. Oh, my God. Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you both. Oh, God. Come here, Daddy. Come lay beside me. And then, Tracy, you come lie right here between Mommy and Daddy. Oh, that's a good girl. Good girl. Bridget, you come up here too, sweet girl. Oh, this is so wonderful. We're finally home. We're a family.